you're going through your sickness, when you're going through your pain, when you're going through your ups and downs, some things you can't tell nobody else, but you can tell it to Jesus. And one thing about Jesus, he'll never tell your problem. He never tell your business to nobody else. It's just you and the Lord. The problem we have when we spread our business to everybody else, when we put all our business upon Facebook, amen, instead of you putting it, when you get it, when you ought to get in this book and tell it to the Lord, find your problem out. I'm so glad that Jesus caught this woman one-on-one, because she really needed the Lord. And sometimes you need to quit to spread your business to everybody else and quit telling it to Jesus. If you all, I found out that when I tell my problem to Jesus, he never tell it to nobody else. I don't care how bad it is, what I'm going through, I take it to Jesus in prayer and leave it there. But can I tell you, you cannot hide your sin. The Lord knows all about your sin. He knows all about it. You might fool some of the people, but you can't fool the Lord. No time. She wanted this water. Look how Jesus slid in there. She really wanted the water. Jesus said, well, if you really want this water, I'll tell you what you do. Jesus said in verse 16, 19, Jesus said, go call thy husband. Because since we are Jew and Samaritan, you know, if you go call your husband, he can help get some water. I don't have any business to go call thy husband to come here. It's right there. Look, it's right there. Huh? It's right there. Huh? Look. The woman acting 15, see, the woman saying to him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come to this hinder to draw. Jesus saying to her, go call thy husband and come hinder. Otherwise, come here. If you really want, go call your husband, huh? The only way to prepare the soil of a heart for the seed is to plow it up. To plow it up with conviction. That was why Jesus told her to go get her husband. He focused her. Look at it right there. He focused her to admit her sin. Look at it right there. There can be no conversion without conviction. There must first be conviction and repentance, and then there can be saving faith. I have no husband. Jesus said, yes, you've had five husbands. You've had five. Y'all quiet this morning. Husband. It's right in the book. I'm not making it up, huh? Jesus knew there was much more to the story of the woman marriage history. You didn't have just one, you got five. And he said, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. Look how Jesus getting in her business, huh? Just remember her and the law, huh? Jesus said, otherwise you had five. And now the one you got now is not your husband. Otherwise, woo! What she was doing? She was checking up. It's not your husband. At least you had the decency to go down to the courthouse and get five licenses. But now the one you got now is not your husband. Woo! It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. Look at him get her to admit her sin. The truth got to come out. Because remember, he's trying to give her this living water. Trying to get her to confess. And Jesus come out and say, the one you got now, not even yours. Jesus, look what Jesus is doing, my brother. Don't blame me. Blame the word of God. Look what he say. He confronted the woman. Look at him. Look at Jesus. She had a story to tell. She had a problem she was dealing with. Jesus brought up this embarrassing issue because her sinful life had to be confronted. And each one of our sinful life got to be confronted by the Lord. You can hide it, but one day it's going to come out. If you're going to work for Jesus, Jesus got to clean us up. Every last one of us in here have been cleaned up by the Lord. Every last one. Don't let nobody tell you who's on the Lord's side that the Lord hadn't cleaned you up, huh? When she met Jesus, he changed her story. And I don't care who you are, when you meet the Lord and if your life is not right, he'll change your story. Number one, he got to change you first. And if he changed you first and come into a life, then he'll make you a brand new creature. Otherwise, she was living in sin. Don't blame me. But it's the word. Amen. He embarrassed the embarrassment of Israel because the sinful life that he had to confront. This woman had to decide what she loved more, her sin or Jesus. I look back in this United States that nobody will get married no more. Been getting hot in here, I guess. And listen at this good. If you get mad, it's between you and your God. I have a problem when I see homosexual, lesbian means marrying means, women marrying women. Wait, don't get mad at me, because I don't know who's in here. But I got a problem. But at least they got a decent enough to go get married. Woo! Watch the story. Don't, before you raise your hand up and walk out of church, they have a decent enough to go get married. And it's wrong. It is wrong, because the Bible says it's wrong. A man should marry a woman should marry a woman. It's wrong. But they got it decent enough to go get married. Watch the picture. And when the man is husband or the woman is wife die, guess what happened? They draw their Social Security. Woo! Y'all quiet in here. They draw their Social Security. It's wrong. But some our men and women who shack up for 10, 12 years. When your loved one died, you don't get nothing. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. Don't get zip. Nothing. 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 But just leave the house. Oh, Jesus. Why you love me to preach this, huh? He says it's a dirty job. Somebody got to do it. And what's so bad? Took that out of my mouth. You're right. You're not the biggest Christian. You don't have nothing to show for. And it's sad. Think about it. It's sad. It's really sad. And you've been there for 10, 12 years talking about, you know, I'm not ready for it. But when your loved one died, then that's it. You don't have no say-so. You don't have nothing. Amen. And what happened is Jesus confronted her because he wanted her life to be changed. Until you confront your sins to Jesus, you will never be changed. Amen. She had to make a decision who she loved more, her sin or Jesus. When Jesus said the man she lived with was not her husband, Jesus showed that living together and marriage are not the same. Jesus also showed that just because someone called a relationship marriage, Jesus does not call it marriage. She said all that he was doing, she fast switch, you must be a prophet. Nobody know this but a prophet. I didn't tell nobody that. You must be a prophet, man, to know all my business. I heard that. Nobody knew. Huh? I was going through this. And I say it over and over. It's funny, yeah. But I say it over and over. Don't be so hard on the young people. Amen. Don't be so hard. The young people don't marry because they don't want no responsibility. But the old people don't marry because they don't want to lose the check. Child, I got my check coming the first. You ain't going to mess that up. You ain't going to mess that up. You know, we just stay together. But the Lord knows our heart. Amen. You must be a prophet. Now she talk about worship. The woman said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worship in this mountain. And yet say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Ought to worship, huh? Jesus pointed her to this time when worship would no longer be focused on places. Jesus said, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. God, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. A lot of this worship you see today is not really real. It's fake. But real worship, you really want to see real worship? Let somebody go through something. Let somebody lose something. Let somebody die. Let somebody say the doctor told you that. You really want to see some real worship when folks empty their heart into the Lord and give the Lord their whole self. Then you see some real worship. God is the spirit. True worship is not found in places, but in spirit and in truth. To worship in truth means you worship according to the whole counsel of God's word. It also means that you come to God in truth. Look at it. Must worship God in spirit and in truth. You want to see some spirit? That you don't need a crowd to worship God. Amen. You don't need no choir. You worship by yourself. Let me ask you a question, those of us who's saved and born again, full baptized. When you're riding down the highway all by yourself, you don't have the church with you, but you the church. And something about that word, you start singing to yourself. You start praising God. Start lifting up holy hands. You start telling them thank you. You start praising the Lord for what he had done for you and what he's doing for you right now. Amen. And sometimes you forget you're under the red light and you forget to go. Somebody got a blow at you. Tell you to get out the way. But how? It's only because, you know, true worship, huh? You don't need nobody. All you need is just you and the Lord. All you need is just the mercy of God, just the power of God, just to touch you. And you can have church all by yourself, huh? Amen. Have you ever been riding down the highway and you're praising God so much and you're speeding and you say, boy, you better slow down. You will get a ticket. But it's the power of God got your foot down. You just praising God, huh? They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, huh? And you just worship him by yourself, you and the Lord. You don't need no crowd. You just worship him. Well, let's get back a little bit further. How about it when you to your house, huh? Just you and the Lord in your house, and somebody asks you, who you talking to, huh? You say, I ain't talking about just me and the Lord. You're talking to somebody. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. and you don't need a crowd. And I pity the one that need a crowd. Because you need a crowd, it's a sign that you have not been born again. You hadn't been saved. Amen. Jesus told her, you must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. All things. Jesus said, I am he. I am he that speaketh to you. He's right there in front of her. And sometimes we're looking for Jesus, and he's right there. He's right there. He said, I am he that speaks. I'm he that speaks now. Now the woman put her faith in Jesus. Put her faith in Jesus. And was converted. Was converted. He said, I am he that you're speaking to. She put her faith in Jesus and she is converted. Look at here. Now look at the disciples coming back. They give Jesus enough time to save this woman. And after Jesus did what he had to do, the woman understood who he is. He is the true Messiah. He is the one. He is the well. Amen. Now the disciples come back because they're looking at him, you know, talk to the woman. Yet no man say nothing to him. Couldn't say nothing. Couldn't say, what are you doing? Because the spirit wouldn't allow them to say nothing. Amen. But this woman put her faith in Jesus. She converted. Amen. And after that, my brother and sister, look, after that it took place. This woman heard all kind of good things of what the Lord had to offer her. And when the Lord gives you this living water inside, you cannot hold it to yourself. When you have been saved, you got to tell somebody. You can't keep it to yourself. You cannot keep it to yourself. Huh? You can't keep it to yourself. Huh? When you got saved, did you keep it to yourself? You got to tell it to somebody. Amen. It is like fire shut up in your bone. Huh? You got to tell it. You got to share it with somebody else. This woman, the Bible says, she left her water pot. Have you ever left something behind and run and told somebody about Jesus? So the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man. Come see. Otherwise, come see a real man. Come see a man who have told me all things. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there have been a change in all our lives. Let me tell you something. She had the living water with the inside of her and was now satisfied. She said, come see a man who told me all things about that I ever did. When I met Jesus, he changed her story. Have you met the Lord and he changed your story? Something happened when you met the Lord? Have anything took place different when you met the Lord? Jesus changed her story. We have a different story now. When you met Jesus, did anything happen in your life? Did anything change in your life? Because when you met Jesus, you cannot remain the same. No, 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 no. When you get this living water with the inside of your life, your story will change. You'll never be the same. Jesus met this woman one-on-one. And I don't believe she got mad at Jesus and say, you judging me? You picking at me? No, no, no. What he did, he changed her life and changed her story. She have a new way of living now. The Bible says she dropped her water pot and she went running into town. She had a story to tell. She had somebody to tell somebody, come see a man who have done good things to me, who had told me all I have done. Is this not the Christ? Is this not the Christ? I believe in my sanctified life, in my sanctified mind, that she ran to the bread company and said, don't make no more bread. I found the bread of life. She ran to the carpenter and said, put down your hammer and your nails. Come see a man who is the shelter and stime of a stone. She ran to the light company. Say, don't let your light come on, because I found the light of the world. His name is Jesus. Do you have a story to tell this morning about what the Lord has done for you? Have you ever went to your well and the Lord changed your way of living? If the Lord changed your way of living, I'm glad that I met the Lord on my well. And when the Lord came in my life, he changed my story. I don't have the new story. My story now I have. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody pick me up when I fall down. I can tell the world, laugh at me all you want. I'm on the Lord's side, and God's all right. And when you're on the Lord's side, you tell the Lord all what you've been going through. You tell him all your problems, and you took it to the well. But when you left from the well, you was a different person. You told somebody to come see a man. Who is that man? That man is Jesus. Do you know Jesus? I'm talking about the lily of the valley. Do you know Jesus? My bright and morning star. Do you know Jesus? I don't care who you was or who you are. We all was like this woman one day or another. We went to the well, but when we went to the well, he changed our story. We left from the well with something different. Our heart was different. I got the heart of the Lord. I got a brand new heart. I got a brand new mind. I got a brand new soul, because I met Jesus at my well. And I can tell the story that Jesus is able to turn things around. He's able to fix your stony heart. He's able to make you brand new. And God's all right. And he's good. And he's good. When I met the Lord, and he's all right. Before I met the Lord, my soul was messed up. But when I left there, I'm a brand new creature. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He'll turn a prostitute into a missionary. He'll turn a drug addict into a deacon. He'll turn all of us into what he wants us to be. What a mighty God we serve. You ought to tell somebody, look at me now. I'm not what I used to be, but I thank God he changed my heart. And he's all right, and he's good, and he's good. That's why we can praise God. We can jump for joy, because he changed our story. What kind of story you got? I can tell them he died for my sin. I was a sinner, but he rose for my justification. And he's all right, because he got all power in his hand. And right now, I can go on the highway and the byway and tell somebody what good things the Lord can do. And it's all right. You are qualified to go out into the world and tell somebody you don't know what the Lord have done. If he changed me, he can change anybody. And it's all right. If he made me a brand new creature, he can make you a brand new creature. That's why some people don't understand why we can't keep still, why we gotta keep on waving our hand, why we gotta keep on shouting, because the Lord has changed my story. You don't know, I got the living water inside of me. It's like a sprinkle that keep on sprinkling. I don't need nobody to light my fire. I got the word of God. And every time I think about the goodness and the mercy of God, I got to shout. I got to praise them. I got to tell them thank you. When I met the Lord, he changed my story. You become a brand new creature, and you cannot go and help nobody until the Lord had changed you. And won't the Lord change you, then you have a story to tell. I don't care how bad you have been, the Lord can change all our story. But you got to come to Jesus just as you are. And he got to clean you up. He cleaned his woman up. He told her story, what she had to do. And she didn't get mad at him. She didn't say, you judging me. She didn't say, you picking at me. She said, you must be a prophet. And when she found all of this, she dropped what she had. And sometime when the Lord changes, you got to drop what you got and go tell somebody what good thing the Lord had done for me. And that's the only way you can save, Pope. You can't save nobody unless the Lord done something for you. Let the Lord have changed you. Amen. You cannot change nobody unless the Lord have changed you first. And if the Lord haven't changed you first, don't try to change nobody else. Get yourself straight first. Get yourself right. Amen. When I read this, I saw myself like this woman. I went to the well many times, and Jesus convicted me of my sin. Amen. And when Jesus convict you of your sin, you can't help but say, come see a man, a real man. And one thing about that, and look at the story good, Jesus never told nobody what he told this woman. The disciples left the first time to go buy food while Jesus ministered this woman. When they came back, Jesus was done. He never told them what he said. This woman left and she went back into town. Sometime when Jesus fixed you, you got to go back and tell somebody. Everybody may not believe you, but just tell them the story that Jesus changed my life. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, if we want to see us grow, we got to give our sin, our problem to the Lord. That's why it's not good to point the finger at nobody. We all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. You hear what I'm saying? All of us have sinned. All of us. Understand? We wouldn't where we are now. It wouldn't be for Jesus. Where would we be? That's why it ain't good to laugh at nobody. Folks that sin, you got to help them. Tell them the word of God. And sometimes put them on the side and say, my brother, my sister, the Lord loves you. So do I. But give them that word. Don't give them you. Give them the word of the Lord. And once you give them the word of the Lord, that would help them.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
But according to St. Mark,